From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Michael and Carrie Klein. Stay tuned for their music and stories right here on Red Barn Radio.
One morning in May, I heard a married man to a young woman say, "Rise up, pretty Katie, come go along with me across the blue mountains to the Allegheny." And up spoke her mother, and angry was she.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Daybreak on a dapple and a roam through the cold shivering pines where the mockingbird moans, past the dark cabin windows where eyes never see, then across the blue mountains to the Allegheny, across the blue mountains.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 436th performance. We are coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a very special evening with Michael and Carrie Klein and their guests, Miranda Brown and Sam Gleaves. The Kleins present their music both as entertainment and social history with engaging ease and hard-hitting passion. Tonight, they're with Red Barn Radio to share some of those experiences with us. Please welcome to Red Barn Radio, Michael and Carrie Klein.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say a man's made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You'll hold 16 tons. So what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mines. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. The straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. And what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama line. Was a high-toned woman, made me walk the line. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, if you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. Got one fist of iron and the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. That I owe my soul to the company store.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with Michael and Carrie Klein. Here's Donald.
Michael, I want to start with you. Talk just a little bit about, you know, how the guitar came into your hand and how it's still in your hand a little bit.
Well, you're asking me to dip way back, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, way back.
I don't go back as far as a lot of people, really. I got my first guitar when I was 17 years old.
Michael Klein.
And I was living in eastern West Virginia at the time. My neighbors were all farmers and hunters and people that spent all their time outside and in the woods and up on mountaintops picking blueberries. And I didn't know when I was young all the things that they did do. Found out some more of it later on. But music playing was what they loved to do most. And so I learned to play with these neighbors. And none of them had books with notes in them or anything. I mean, they just sit around and play. I never had a lesson except that way, except just playing with other people. And we did a lot of old hoedown tunes and some country songs and some popular radio songs. And that was kind of how I got started. An old friend of mine said, now you need to learn those bass runs if you're going to sing the Carter Family songs. And here I'll show you how these bass runs go. And it made a lot of sense to me, so I stayed after it.
Grandpa was a country man.
those times have passed us by, and storm clouds gather dark. Other hands have crossed the land where once our farm did start. Up on the timber line, I took these thoughts of mine. Take a walk and think about what's been. Up on the timber line, not just wasting time. Get it straight and head on home again. About the good old days that we left behind. Sit among the stillness of the deep wood and the pine. Up on the timber line, I took these thoughts of mine. Take a walk and think about what's been. Up on the timber line, not just wasting time. Get it straight and head on home again. Grandpa working in the field in the days before they had rubber on the wheel.
Long before those city boys swung their city deals. Long before suburbia was nipping at our heels.
Up on the tip thoughts of mine. Take a walk and think about what's been. Up on the timber line, not just wasting time. Get it straight and head on home again. Up on the timber line.
Some people start on lessons on piano or guitar as kids, and then I think a little bit more on traditional, it's kind of a group learning kind of thing.
I don't think I could have learned in a more structured setting, probably. I wasn't very good at structures.
Like you are now?
Yeah. It didn't get any better as the years went on. No, I came all the way through high school without ever learning how to read, because I had a severe dyslexic problem that went undiagnosed till I was past 16. That applied to reading notes, too, or knowing anything about notes or music. So I just had to learn by hearing stuff. I had to learn my lessons by hearing them, and I had to learn music by hearing it. And all the books and notes and careful teaching in the world probably wouldn't have gone very far with me. I just couldn't learn that way.
I want to ask Carrie, you had kind of a game-changing event when you were younger and has led you on your path.
Oh, my poor mother. She might be listening in Manhattan, New York tonight.
Carrie Klein.
That's where I'm from. Apartment 7C, West 96th Street, and I'm fortunate to have gone to good schools. I hear now that they're on the cutting edge of progressive thinking, Hunter Elementary, Hunter College Elementary and High School. But in about 11th grade, I went from being a straight-A student to feeling like, I gotta get off the train. And that was because my head was full of folk music, and I just wanted to get where the characters and the songs must be living, somewhere in rural America. I managed to get through high school, but 2 days after school, I got a ride down to West Virginia to the Appalachian South Folklife Center. I did have a little game plan. I did have a big bag packed. My sister could fit in it, in fact. But my idea was to go from one job to another doing social change work for room and board, and started in Pipestem, West Virginia at the Appalachian South Folklife Center, started by Don and Connie West, and still alive and well today. And the mission of the center is to teach young people about their history and about their heritage, to want to really build them up to be local leaders. So that really attracted me. And we have with us again Miranda Brown, going to do a West Virginia version of a song that a lot of folks have heard. It turns out that it's older than some of us thought, about, what was it, maybe 1580?
I think in the 1580s, Princess Elizabeth was getting courted by some distinguished feller from the French court, and everybody's distressed about that. They didn't want France taking over England that way or any other way. That's how we got Fargy Went A-Courtin'.
This Pocahontas County, West Virginia version from Maggie Hammonds is not as concerned about all those details. It's sort of the way I would think about it. You know, what are we going to eat when we do get together, and what are we going to do? We're probably going to make some music. Frog went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. Frog went a-courtin' and he did ride, sword and a pistol by his side, chick-a-wee, chick-a-weeny, chick-a-wag. And he went down to Miss Mousie's door, uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. Went down to Miss Mousie's door where he'd never been before, chick-a-wee, chick-a-weeny, chick-a-wag. And he took Miss Mouse upon his knee, uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. Took Miss Mouse upon his knee, said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Chick-a-wee, chick-a-weeny, chick-a-whack. And what will the wedding supper be? Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. What will the wedding supper be? Fried mosquito and a roasted flea. Chick-a-wee, chick-a-weeny, chick-a-whack. And first come in was a bumblebee. Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. First come in was a bumblebee, tuned his fiddle up on his knee, chick-a-wee, chick-a-weedy, chick-a-whack. And next come in was a Bessie bug, uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. Next come in was a Bessie bug, her hands upon a whiskey jug, chick-a-wee, chick-a-weedy, chick-a-whack. And next come in was an old gray mouse, uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. Next come in was old gray mouse, her partner was a grayback louse, chick-a-wee, chick-a-weedy, chick-a-whack. And next come in was old gray goose, uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. Next come in was old gray goose, tuned his fiddle and he cut loose, chick-a-wee, chick-a-weedy, chick-a-whack. And next come in was Dad's old shoe, uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. Next come in was Dad's old shoe, it come in a shuffling too, chick-a-wee, chick-a-weeny, chick-a-wag. And Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. Frog went a-courtin' and he did ride, sword and a pistol by his side. Chick-a-wee, chick-a-weedy, chick-a-whack.
If you've just joined us, we're with Michael and Carrie Klein and their guests, Miranda Brown and Sam Gleaves, on Red Barn Radio.
We're going to get Sam Gleaves up here now.
All right.
I like the way he plays the fiddle, and he snuck around here while I wasn't looking and learned some good old West Virginia tune. Thank you.
Since we've been waiting on your arrival, so tell us a little bit about how your path at Berea has formed you into the artist you are today.
Sam Gleaves.
Well, Berea College has a long history of working for social change right from its founding. And so I got infected with that when I got there and learned about a lot of problems in my home community outside, you know, in the coal fields in central Appalachia that I didn't even know about growing up. College really educated me in that way and activated me. Then I was privileged to organize some concerts at the school. We decided we'd invite Michael and Carrie down to do one at our Appalachian Center, the Loyal Jones Appalachian Center at Berea. We had them up for a concert and it was terrific. I just so enjoyed sitting with them and how bravely they talk about these issues and articulately and how they tell stories that get into people's hearts. Really what great educators they are. And then I got to be friends with them after that. Carrie would write me an email or call me just every now and again just to see how I was doing and catch up, and that always meant a lot, and we still do that. Eventually, we got to both teaching at a music festival in Maryland called Common Ground on the Hill, which is a lot of fun. And after that week, I was getting ready to head back home to Virginia, and Michael and Carrie said, well, why don't you come home and stay with us? It's on your way back home. You don't want to make such a long trip in one night, do you? And I said, well, that sounds all right, you know. I went on down and stayed the night at their house for the first time and helped them stack wood, and we were singing songs while we were working doing that. And then Carrie and Miranda Brown cooked an incredible supper, and Michael sat around and told me stories while they were fixing it. And well, Carrie is the first person that ever learned all the words or cared about a song that I wrote.
Now there's three of them that we love to do. We're going to try one together.
Yeah, this is about a West Virginia coal miner named Sam Hall, who I read a story about him in 2011. It was written by a Berea writer named Jason Howard, and it was about how Sam Hall was being harassed by his fellow workers down in the mines there in West Virginia because he was openly gay and living with his partner in the community. And I wrote this song about how Sam responded to that.
I was born here just the same as you. Another time, another day. I'm sure the good Lord took his time, made each of us just this way. I walk beside you step by step, and it never crossed my mind that I would grow up one of the different kind. That didn't stop me from chopping the wood, scraping my knees like all boys should, going down to the creek in the noonday sun, wringing out my shirt when the work got done. First things first, I'm a blue-collar man, scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. Tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? I took a job and worked right by you. Walked down in that hole beside you. Thought I heard some whisper sound. Got found out, word got around. Got made out for something I'm not. Called everything but a child of God. Didn't mind to show it out in the parking lot. So I cut my coal with my head hung down, just like a stranger in my old town. Got bitter day by day, went home every night with the mess they made. First
collar man with scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight. Just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? Tell me I'm not man enough to set foot in that mine. Go on and tell me that once more to my face this time. Tell you the truth, I don't want to fight. Just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too?
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're with Michael and Carrie Klein and their guests, Miranda Brown and Sam Gleaves. We're back with more after this break. Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with Michael and Carrie Klein and their guests, Miranda Brown and Sam Gleaves.
But that banker was a mining man.
I told the spider to move her web. I told the sparrow to move her nest far over the mountains to where the land is green, where there ain't no bankers, no mining machine. Said I told the spider to move her web. I told the sparrow to move her nest far over the mountains to where the land is green, where there ain't no bankers, no mining machines.
Try one here by Sheila K. Adams, beloved friend and keeper of the old songs, recent winner of a National Heritage Fellowship Award. You got to be old most of the time, but not in her case, to win one of these for keeping the old songs alive and passing them on. This is an ode to her granny, she called her, who taught her her songs. These old songs, they couldn't be found in England. The folklorist, Cecil Sharp, came to see Sheila's family in North Carolina. Is that right, Michael?
About 1913, I believe it was, he was here. And he found that these old child ballads that had taken root in these mountains when they about forgot them in England, where they originated. And that's the way with a lot of the traditions. If you really want to know about a culture, go to its provinces, because that's where people will be hungry for every breath of music and memory and every trace of the old world that they can bring to mind.
In my mind, I see her there on the porch, sitting in her chair with her arms thrown wide to welcome me as I walked up the road past her cherry trees. With blue-veined hand, she taught me how to plant new corn, milk the cat. She taught me songs of ancient lore, kings and queens and love and war. So
granny, get your stick and come and walk with me. We'll go dig engines, sang in our dreams. We'll climb the hillside, hold her home and close our eyes, set our thoughts to roam. My heart, my soul, my spirit flies as I walk with granny one more time.
Loves you, she'd say to me, and the very best of and life is free, as we rolled our britches to our knees to wade in the stream neath the buckeye tree. What priceless gift she gave to me, the love, the songs were all for free, the thoughts I carry in my heart, she helped to plant them start.
So granny, get your stick and come and walk with me. We'll go dig engines, sang in our dreams. We'll climb the hillside, over home and close our eyes, set our thoughts to roam. My heart, my soul, spirit flies as I walk with granny one more time.
reached back down through all the years, touched my heart, calmed my fears. She is my granny and my best friend. My love for her will never end. She takes my little ones on her knee, tells them tales she once told me. With gentle hand, she smooths their brow. She says, come walk with Granny now. So Granny, get your stick and come and walk with me. We'll go dig inside in our dreams. We'll climb the hillside over home and close our eyes, set our thoughts to roam. My heart, my soul, my spirit flies as I walk with Granny one more time. As I walk with Granny one more time.
Miranda, you've got a beautiful voice, and working with these great, oh, don't give me the face. For all you radio listeners, she just gave you the duck face.
What is the duck face? Can you see?
That's an interesting duck face.
To call it, yeah.
Thanks to the internet for starting that trend. Seriously, how did you connect with these great musicians and are able to help them with your voice tell these stories?
I was in college. It was a summer after my freshman year of college. And this summer camp was designed to kind of educate people about different issues going on, like environmental issues and social justice issues, and to equip them with tools to speak out about them. It was a really wonderful camp that changed my life. I know that's really kind of cliche to say, but it was called Mountain Justice, so if anybody has ever heard of that. They gave a workshop that was different than any other workshop happening there. They gave a workshop on listening and a workshop on really listening to people, like when you sit down and have a conversation with them, and also specifically about how to interview people, how to kind of just let people tell their own story. And it was a very empowering workshop, and it, I think, helped me in college when working with other students, empower other students. And from that day, I wanted to learn more about the work that they do, and eventually kind of tracked them down and made that happen. And I'm still learning.
We're so happy about that.
Yeah, we had some really nice months with Miranda living and working with us. And in the evenings, we sit around and sing, the three of us. And she could pick up a third part just like a duck picks up popcorn. And how did we get this duck?
I think that Donald introduced the duck.
Well, you know, I'm Donald.
But she
Well, Native folks lived here a long time, and then come people from across the ocean and wanted a quieter time and a quieter way of life than they were experiencing in the big port cities. So they climbed mountain after mountain across the Blue Mountain to the Allegheny. Before people discovered coal and life changed around here, they were traveling over these mountains and kind of going through beautiful wilderness areas in some cases, but not so much in this song, is that right? From Phyllis Marx, it shows a different side.
Phyllis Marx is a wonderful ballad singer in Central West Virginia. She taught me this next song that Miranda and I are gonna sing. She was descended from a line of Marxes, Irish people. This song they made coming through the Cumberland Gap. And my history book always pictured the Cumberland Gap with great wagons going through it and everybody looking prosperous and bountiful, headed for the new territory. But when the Marxes came through the Cumberland Gap, they said it was completely depleted. All the game was killed off. A lot of the timber had been cut. And it was a barren, destitute kind of place because it had so much traffic going through it, I guess. So they were starving, they were hungry, and they ended up having to kill the bell cow. And what a tragedy that was in the family, because that was their pet, you know, that was the one that gave them their milk.
Oh, Nathan killed the bell cow.
buzzard, and the buzzard shoots the crow. We'll wander through life, cane yonder, and shoot the buffalo.
Shoot the buffalo. Shoot the buffalo. Said we'll wander through Blythe King yonder and shoot the buffalo.
The maggots and the skippers, they do grow so very bold. Been saving up this buttermilk 7 years old.
7 years old. 7 years old. Been saving up this buttermilk 7 years old.
Just joined us here with Michael and Carrie Klein and their guests, Miranda Brown and Sam Gleaves, on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
I made my choice to be in West Virginia and be with in West Virginia communities and give my life to these mountains and to coal mining people. I made up my mind a long time ago to do that when I was still a kid.
Traveling on down that cold town road, listen to my rubber tires whine. Goodbye to Buckeye and White Sycamore, I'm leaving you behind. I've been a coal man all my life, laying down track in the hole. Got a back like an ironwood bent by the wind. Blood veins it blue as the coal. Whoa! Blood veins it blue as the coal. Somebody said, that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. I said, that's the blue mark left by the coal. Just a little more and I had been dead. I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the cool of the slate. While it's traveling down that new road looking for a job. Traveling and looking looking stood for the Union, walked in the line, and I fought against the company. I stood for the UMW of A. Now who's gonna stand for me? I got no house and I got no pay. I just got a worrying soul. Side of my head left by the number 9 coal. Whoa! Left by the number 9 coal. Someday when I'm dead Buckeyeshire's wine. Goodbye to Buckeye and White Sycamore. I'm leaving you behind.
So it's strange for us to be doing so few coal mining songs tonight, in a way. These are sort of pre-colonial and songs that people have been keeping alive, and it's just an example of the resilience of Appalachian people. So much has been going on. There's been so much environmental degradation and dirty water and all the things, but somehow this culture is resilient and will survive. We'll end here with a song that comes both from the Southern Mountains and also from the Gullah tradition. Same song. We really are all one people.
Turkle down, don droop her wing.
Don droop her wing.
Turkle down, don droop her wing.
Don droop her wing.
Turkle down, don droop her wing.
High on Zion's hill she sings.
Adam and Eve, no.
Won't you tell it to me?
Meet me at the door. Won't you tell it to me?
Sa-sa-la, do-la,
sa-la,
suri.
My name written on David's line.
On David's line.
My name written on
David's line.
I'll go to heaven on the wheel of time.
Adam and Eve, no, no.
Adam and Eve, won't you tell it to me?
Meet me at the door, won't you tell it to me?
Sa-sa-la, do-la,
sa-la.
When I get to heaven, I'll know the rule.
I'll know the rule.
When I get to heaven, I'll know the rule.
I'll know the rule.
When I get to heaven, I'll know the rule.
Slip on down to the bathing pool.
Adam and Eve, no, no.
Adam, won't you tell it to me?
Meet me at the door. Won't you tell it to me?
Sa-sa-la, do-la,
sa-la,
suri.
I'd like to thank our guests, Michael and Carrie Klein, and their guest, Miranda Brown and Sam Gleaves, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, the host of Red Barn Radio, and until we meet again, keep it spinning. Thanks, everybody.
I feel shadows now on me.
Sing the hymns we sang together, that plain little church with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious.
burden is heavy, my way has grown weary, and I have traveled a road that is long. But it would cheer this old heart, good sisters, if you come and sing one song. Sing
Barn Radio would like to thank Michael, Carrie, Miranda, and Sam for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.